Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Hey, I gotta stop laughing because we should have recorded about a minute ago. We'll start this out. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I am Janet Valentine.
I'm Barbie Triple E.
And
actually,
I'm Steve.
Barb. Yeah. Hi, Steve.
I'm still Steve.
We'll figure out what Steve's last name is sometime, you know. And Roger is AWOL, so that means that he will either make it into this conversation in the middle and have to be debriefed, or he will have to simply listen to it and join us in the conversation on another episode.
I do like to debrief him.
Yeah, definitely. really debrief. I'd love to be having him in person and debrief him.
Exactly. Oh yeah, baby.
Been a while.
You've been there and done that.
Yeah. What are you wearing briefs for in the first place?
There you go. So for those of you who are joining for the first time, welcome. Those of you who are returning, you're the flies on the wall. I like to say it's like there's a bunch of us that are sitting out on the porch discussing lots of things. But today I'm not on the porch. I got to be in the back room again because I am once again at a place where there are ears next door that if I am too loud, they can kind of ascertain what I'm talking about. They just know I'm recording a podcast, so I'm on the download today.
All right.
So let's start it off. Let's see. We either do word sexual news or song music. So, Steve, do you want to start us out? You've got a word?
I do. And this is a loose take on the word. I've sort of named it myself, but it will work for our purposes. It is shrink wrapping.
Okay, does this tie in with last week's shrinking?
Shrimping was last
shrimping.
Week. Oh my gosh, no. I was going with you. Like, maybe do we take some of the guys, the Big Dig Donnie and some of those other guys, and wrap them up and shrink it a little bit so we can fuck it?
Oh, well, and the actual name of, yes, or shrink wrap. The actual name is microphilia. Ooh. It's a sexual arousal of fascination with
saran
small
wrap.
Small people.
Oh, small people.
Yeah, little people.
So,
yes.
That's describing you.
I'm sorry, what?
That's describing you. You know,
yes, it
last
is.
Week it was my kink. This week it's your kink. So you like to do shrink wrapping.
Oh my God, yes.
It has a name.
Yeah.
I still think shrimp wrapping would also be okay.
Well, shrimp wrap.
You know, it's a little derogatory, but
real?
It is funny, you know.
When we're talking about for a kink, it's not derogatory because you would want to fuck them all.
Exactly.
Detroit Dan, get over here.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one. All right.
Music? We got music?
Music, yes. It's not really a fuck to song, but it's a fantastic new country song by a gal named Chapel Roan. She was on the Grammys, and she did Pink Pony Club. That was her big hit. And she's a Midwest girl. She's from the Ozarks area. And she's into drag. And so she's a drag queen because she says anybody can be a drag queen.
I love it.
She has a song called The Giver. And she said it's because she always wanted to write a song about lesbians, a country song about lesbians. And all it's right. all about, I don't need a map. I know what I'm doing. If you really need somebody that knows what they're doing, come and see me because I'm a giver. So you need to be a taker. I mean, it's just so good.
Oh, how neat.
Highly And that's country a setup song.
That's a definite setup song, set up to some fun, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really a fun one.
That goes on the warm-up, you know, Beauregard was talking how he has a warm-up songs. That's definitely one of the warm-up songs. Yeah. I got it.
It's a good one. So, and then news.
Sex news.
Because this kind of goes in with the Grammys, so it kind of ties into that. Sabrina Carpenter got in trouble because she was in Paris and she was singing. And in the middle of her song, this is on YouTube too, I had to look it up, she gets in the Eiffel Tower position as she ends the song. So she's right at a guy's crotch and she's looking at the camera and the other guy is behind her and her little butt is sticking out. And it caught, I guess it caused quite a storm that, you know, we may be liberal, but that was over the top. And I thought they used the word Eiffel Tower. I mean, here we've talked about that, and they use
how many different meanings do we have for Eiffel Tower? And I think it all depends on who's playing and what that position is going to be.
But she did it deliberately because she was in Paris, and everybody was like, "Oh, a sexual position called the Eiffel Tower."
We know anyway. An old London Bridge.
So there you go, little Sabrina Carpenter.
So my confession is. Y'all know normally I really don't do a good job of doing homework. And so 15 minutes before this recording, I decided to go on to ask Gronk, the AI that's on X. I said, give me a funny sexual news story. And so the news story that I have, it says, here's a humorous sex-related news story that's been making the rounds in 2025 in China. Firefighters were recently called to an apartment complex after residents reported hearing desperate cries for help. Expecting a serious emergency, the team rushed to the scene only to discover that the cries were actually coming from a couple engaged in an enthusiastic, intimate moment. The firefighters, understandably flustered, quickly retreated, leaving the couple to their privacy and likely a good laugh afterward. The incident sparked a wave of amusement online with people joking about the unexpected rescue and the couple's unintended public performance. It's a lighthearted reminder that sometimes passion can sound a little too much like peril.
Passion like peril. Well, yeah. Oh, God.
These AIs, that's what they came up with.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and so I Roger says he's going to be joining soon, but the China thing kind of leads me to a quick story I can give you about Big Dick Donnie until Roger makes it in here for the continued AI discussion that we started last time and we wanted to get Barbie's input on. I want to tell a real quick story. If you've listened to these podcasts before, we've had several episodes where we have discussed how bad the Chinese sex toys are. Okay. What happens is the cheap ones, that if you get the wrong kind of lube oil or the wrong kind of thing that you're using with it, they start to disintegrate and they burn your pussy. Okay. So keep that data point in mind. I've talked about it before. There's one back there where I talk about the story. And Roger's popping in, so he gets to hear this Big Dick Donnie story, and then we'll go on. Okay.
Oh no.
So there is a woman, Big Dick Donnie and his wife Kara are at a party, there is a woman Della that they like to play with. This woman, Della, she's of Spanish descent. I remember her. She has the biggest areolas I've ever seen around her nipples. I mean, guys like are fascinated with her because she has the best looking tits. Okay. And so Della and Big Dick Donnie have played many times before. All right. Now, another data point besides cheap Chinese toys is that Big Dick Donnie has the same, one of the same kinks that I do, and that also Barbie's husband has, that we all like to eat cum out of a pussy. Okay. I mean, that's when we are fascinated when we see it. And so you keep that data point, right? So Della was at this party. Big Dick Donnie was roaming around and free on his own. And Della had been playing with one of these Chinese toys, and she could not get her pussy to stop burning. So she throws the toy away. She goes into the bathroom. She takes, she goes into the bathroom and she tries to take a shower and get it out, and it still hasn't stopped burning. So she takes a whole thing of like Jergens lotion. Okay. And just lays on the bed and shoves that thing of Jergens lotion into her pussy and just lets it sit. So she is sitting on the bed with her legs apart. Okay. And this stuff is just, now the Jergens lotion is sitting there. Big Dick Donnie walks by, does a double take, walks back in, sees her pussy, sees the white stuff coming out. And he's like, yum, yum. And he just like jumps on that, takes his whole mouth, puts it over her pussy, and sucks up that stuff in his mouth. And so then he stops and he leans back and he spits the stuff out. He spits it up and he goes, who have you been fucking?
Somebody tastes really bad.
That's my Tara. I didn't know that this woman had this issue, and she walked by and saw that it happened, and she started laughing, and pretty soon the whole place is laughing. Now, you know Big Dick Donnie, he is not one that likes to be the butt of the joke.
Okay? Oh, no.
But the whole crew figures out the story and think it's so funny that Big Dick Donnie tried to suck up all of that body nasty revolution.
But God,
puping.
But then to say, oh, if you fuck it. not what is that? No, immediately goes to that.
So Roger, you missed it. I was trying to stall for time. We did a couple of news stories, and you'll hear those later. But Steve did do a word of the day. You want to see if he can guess what that is, Steve?
The word of the day is shrink wrapping.
I got nothing.
It is the arousal towards little people. The correct term is, I think, microphilia, but I like shrink wrapping better.
Microphilia.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. That's just.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay, before we talk about AI, I have to bring back something from last week when I wasn't here.
I was gonna intro you into it. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode 10, I think is what it is, please listen to it.
Please do.
Listen to it, because I said on certain things, we're going to need Barbie's opinion on it.
Well, first of all, the guy that didn't move.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the only thing I can think, and Steve brought this up, is I've only had guys do that if they didn't want to come. They'll just stop, you know. But then usually they either pull it back out or they just, after a second or two, they start engaging again or something, you know. But anyway, yeah, that, I'm sorry. You know me, 15 minutes of anything is a job. So no,
I know. And you were there, you were on my shoulder dancing, going, what are you even doing your kegels? You're wasting your kegels on this guy. You are wasting your pussy on this guy.
If he's not
on my shoulder.
Yeah. He's not going to come. And you got to work at it. No, sorry.
For those of you who haven't listened to that episode, the basic is that I was doing this guy for the first time, and that his whole thing was he would stick his dick in and then he would just leave it there. And it wouldn't move. He wouldn't move it. He wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't pull it out and in. Huh? He wouldn't. It was just it, you know. He wouldn't even lean down and kiss me. So it was like, okay, what are we doing? Are we stopped in time here? Yep. And so my whole question
maybe
to the men
AI.
The question to the men last week was, you know, is this a technique that I don't know about, or some guys are trying? Is this supposed to be? Am I supposed to be doing something different?
It's a fetish thing, and I hadn't heard much about it. I mentioned it to Dee. She's like, "Oh yeah, soaking," and I like it's just totally a thing.
The Mormon soaking. We're back Mormon soaking.
Yeah,
but
and that's a thing. You can really do that.
Yes,
like they're okay with that. So you just don't move.
Well, yeah, it's basically for if you're not married and you're dating, before you're married, you're not supposed to have sex in the Mormon religion. So you can get hard, insert your penis into the vagina, and lay there. I said, well, how long does it stay hard, I wonder?
Well, all I can tell you is you've crossed over. That is having sex. You're having sex.
Exactly.
Whether you move it or not.
Hey, you're thrusting at least once to put it in, right? So that's it.
You know, Steel Panther has a song called "Eating Ain't Cheating." You know, I've heard. Well, I stuck it in her ass and not her pussy. That would have been cheating. So I stuck it in her ass. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, I guess when you got to make an excuse or compartmentalize it somehow, you just
yes.
And give it a name.
I mean, I've kind of got it in, and it was feeling amazing, and just kind of stopped for a second because I wanted to feel it, but then,
yeah.
But I'm talking about
you resume.
I'm talking about being second in line at a stop sign. I'm not talking about
right
pulling over to a rest area and we're gonna have a conversation.
Right. Right.
No. I also wanted to bring up Steve. I think you hit it out of the park when you mentioned sex Olympics. I think we have a whole series of shows of things that you could put in the sex Olympics. Now, the one I would have never ever thought of were the oranges. I've got to
say, orange about your ass. I don't think so.
It has to be those cuties, you know.
I can't do
full orange. It's not a naval orange. It's not a Florida orange.
Hopefully next year I'm going to graduate to grapefruits.
Ooh. Ooh. That just can't happen. That can't happen. Come on.
Well, they already taste like shit.
There you go.
This brings up another question I have. So I've seen in some of the porn that I'm watching and some of the stuff with it, the guys try to stretch, they try to fist the pussy. I've had them that to me before and stuff.
Yeah, me too.
What is your joy? I why do you want to stretch it? I thought you wanted it to be tight. You know, why are you all stretching it?
That's a good question.
That is good. We went to a party, and the lady says, "Do you want to fist me?" I'm going, "What?" And I've never done that. I'm going, so the guy says, "Oh, yeah, do it. She loves it." I'm going, "Okay." And so next thing you know, I'm buried wrist deep. I'm going, it wasn't that big a deal for me, but she loved it, I guess. I'm going, "Okay." So I don't get it either.
I would relate to Steve. I've only done it because I was kind of asked and offered, and I'm just like, it was like, okay, I've never done this. Let's just put this mark on the board, and I got about here, And I'm just like, hey, it ain't going. And she's like, it'll go, send it.
Yikes.
That was different.
It did work, huh?
I don't go to a party going, I hope I get to fist somebody tonight.
Yeah, I know. It's just one of those deals. It's like, not a big deal.
I'm right where Janet said. I want it tight.
Part of it is, oh my God, if my kids ever hear this podcast, I'm in so much trouble because my ex-husband used to like to do it. And it was painful for me. And then I had put that all aside. And then when I was on with Fabio and we were having parties, I remember a woman asked if she could do it. And I was like, fine. She had a little hand and stuff. It was not that big of a deal. So I'm a giver. Okay. So I'm gonna, try. And that was okay, but it wasn't anything exciting for me. Cause again, like I said, if it's not rubbing across the G spot and, or if it's not rubbing on the clit, I don't really want it. Okay. It's not my thing. It's not going to do it for me. So how many things I can fit in there. I mean, I think it's funny to do the Sex Olympics and that's great, and yet, but I'm thinking if we're going to do that, then it's more, let's make this real and make it, how many guys can you make come with a blowjob in a half hour?
Oh, right. But you know what? You gotta have them ready.
Right.
And that's the hard part.
I'm saying no cheating. Okay.
Up. That's right.
You can have them lined up in fluff, but you've got I gotta see liquid. Okay. Yep. And then to say, okay, that's one, that's two, that's three. That's how I would count it.
Yeah. But
let's get real. Let's do the real Olympics.
The real one. That's right.
How many people can you get to pop off?
Pop off, baby.
I'm thinking let's not be gender specific on this. There's a lot of how many, and it could be a woman or a man. Can you, how many women can you get off?
It's easier for evidence with the guy.
True, but there's certain things that you can measure with the woman that you can make sure it's really happened, So this, and we try not to have fakers. I know if I'm going to stack the deck on it, I'm going to get a whole bunch of women that are on the hormones because, man, those women, their little clit looks like a dick. It looks like a little dick, and it's really easy to pop those off.
Okay, so there's one event. What's another one? I have one, but I want to hear another one.
Oh, yeah, let's hear. Go
you
ahead.
You can do what's clit yours? Size. Clit size. I mean, that alone could be a...
And again on this, no preloading, but I think, and this is a team event, your team of two, and how big a wet spot can you make on a mattress?
That's a good one.
I would not want to go get that Brazilian chick. I would not play against her. I would totally lose.
And I'm talking. We measure on two sides.
And you get one with the guys. How far can you shoot it? Let's measure the distance.
God.
Ooh, who's got that the floor attack the most?
along the lines of the woman I saw hit the artwork in the hotel. You know her, Barbie. Yes, remember?
Yes, okay. Yes.
What target can you hit? Right? We can do target shooting. Right?
Yes. And distance of how far you can shoot that orange out. Was it wimpy? Did it just roll out? Or were you able to put it out with some authority?
That one had some back pressure.
we could do a whole bunch of that. And we could ask people listening to send in some other sporting event.
Send in your sporting event ideas that are, for the Sexual Olympics. Yep. I want them to be real because I don't, none of this, I did 1,000 guys in 12 hours bullshit when you know that she probably did it, and then do what, we could have, we could do like either a tug of war or a tag team thing, where you have man first, then a woman, then a man, then a woman, where you gotta, and so you don't win until everybody finishes, right?
Oh my God, that's like super ninja stuff,
right?
You know, I gotta get this one off. Oh, I gotta get this one off. Right? Now I gotta get off myself.
Because I know that Kyle, of Lola and Kyle, his fantasy, one of his fantasies is to have three or four women lined up, that he's got to go from one to the next one, to the next one, to the next one.
Ah, he's a candidate. Yes. Yeah. He's a contender.
Yes, we've got some contenders. So if you have your ideas, you guys, just go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com and comment on this episode or send us a note, and we'll see if we can add it to our, you know, Sex Olympics event.
Way to go, Steve.
Thank you.
Look what he started.
Right. Well, and then we ended the episode the last time we started with the whole discussion, and I don't think we were finished with it yet, is to... What would you have included in your AI sex robot?
Well, I can tell you right now, because I have worked with AI frequently, and it's a fabulous tool, but it's not very bright. I'd have to just say, you know, it's got a little ways to go before it really could be as interactive and engaging as I would like.
If I was you were designed. Coaching... If you're coaching the scientist as to what do I want it to do, you know, and not don't think about the current limitations of AI, but dream forward about what does the AI bot do?
It rubs the hell out of me. It's a masseuse. Oh. It rubs the hell out of me. That's what it does. Everywhere, head to toe. Over and over. And then when you're ready, it becomes like your little enjoy toy. Takes care of it at the end.
I think.
And knows when to do it.
I think I would ask it to have like 6 or 8 arms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would want it to be like working on both sides of my neck. Oh. Down the shoulders, you know, coming across. You know,
I want head to
on
toe.
The mm-hmm. Meal trail down to the, you know, putty parts and making it all, you know, happy. And then, as you know, I like to go on down the legs and go, don't mess with my thighs. Don't make me hurt on
tickle,
there.
Tickle. But, you
know, right. Go on the outside and go all the way down to those toes and make my toes happy. Oh, but if you could
see, there could be an attachment. There could be a toe-sucking attachment.
You could get attachments with your AI.
Well, you got to get the attachment.
And this is the whole time while it's just going to town?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's rubbing.
Like,
oh, my
sensation
God.
Sensation overload. That's what I want. Because I want to get back to, in the spank bank, for me, it's the Paris clock, you know, 19 guys type stuff that was going on where... I just walked out of there, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, just a bundle of nerves from just being touched everywhere, you know, where. So yeah. I want that. If I get to choose an AI, that's what I want every time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I think you start slow and everything, and then bring me up to the tremor and bring me to the top, and then bring me to the top again and keep throwing bigger mountains up there.
Think, and then I have to add this part. Don't talk.
Yeah.
Don't talk. Don't talk.
Unless it's French.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of 6 or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious, moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
Let's get back to hearing from the guilty.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. There you go. Yeah. All right. That we can do. We can do that. Talk all kinds of different languages that I can't understand. That would be spectacular. Yes.
Right.
I would
like that. And you know, they're saying stuff about, you know, Omi Amor and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Say it, baby. Oh, that would be fabulous.
Go ahead and just give it Gomez Adams' voice. I mean, yeah.
Or I'll take an Australian voice, because like I've made my Siri on my Apple phone be Australian, because it's an Australian guy. It's an Australian guy.
There you go. That's right. I had my Siri a guy for a long time. Yeah.
I think if on my AI robot, I wanted to learn my pattern. And when I just throw that last thrust in and I'm about to explode, I want to feel those Kegels lock down and start stroking. But I mean, like, I want those Kegels to lock down as tight as like the autistic kid in class holding a class pet. Like, right? just lock down hard.
That was terrible.
It's not like we are so unpolitically correct.
Locked down hard. Okay, that's an
but
analogy.
Then it's gotta let go. At some point, you know, I gotta just tap and like, okay, let go.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to have a save button on the AI that you can tap and automatically let go.
Emergency stop.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be in the development stages and have something go wrong. It didn't listen.
Okay, great. If it's doing like you said, Barbie, earlier before we started recording, if I get the AI and it does this, I can't answer that because I need more information from you.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told her. Okay. I have worked with it enough now that I've actually been in arguments with it. And at one point, I typed in, "Is this a task you cannot do?" And it said something about, "Thank you for pointing that out." And no, I can do it. I just need more information. You know, I just thought, oh, no, I've been asking you to do this and obviously you can't do it. So, and then I caught myself a couple of times, and this is, I will type the word please. Da-da-da-da-da-da, please. What? I'm talking to a machine. It doesn't care if I say please.
I used it this week also, and this is going to derail the conversation. This is the most non-sexual thing, but I'm going to figure out how to get something sexual out of it.
there you go.
So it's time for appraisals and evals at work, and so I made a copied and pasted the performance standard,
the matrix,
what I'm supposed to do, what my, right. You know, supposed to do. And I'm this one area I'm graded on, saved it in Word, uploaded it to ChatGPT, and then copied and pasted what I've done and told it,
write this for me
using the attached document. Take the following tasks and word them in a self-assessment that exceeds the standard in that document. And oh man, I'm on my way to get the Nobel Prize.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Wasn't that good? I mean, it's such a tool. It's such a tool.
And there are some, what you missed, Roger, is my sex news story I got from Gronk, the XXX one. I just said, give me a sex story. And it spit one out. And so that was the sex story that I did. So I kind of like it when you're supposed to do something and you forgot to do it. And so it does
pull up a little AI. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you can choose through a couple of them that it's put up there and you do fine. But from this one, I don't. you know, and I know that there's all the science fiction stuff now about the guy that invents the woman that does all this stuff, and then it ends up being bad. And so then I start thinking about, well, is an AI with six arms really bad? And my thing is, well, yeah, if you have to find clothes for it and stuff, but I'm putting clothes on this thing.
You just put it in
the closet. Can you make it retractable?
Hey!
You put it in the closet. Can you make it retractable?
It doesn't even have to look human.
Hey,
it doesn't have to look like a person.
When the Roomba gets low on battery, it goes back to the home charger and charges itself. This damn robot, if it can't do that, forget it.
It goes in the closet, right?
You just go park your ass.
All that is a giant sex toy. Okay,
that's
so
right.
If I had to design a giant, then that would be good too. Where the fingers could be different toys. That we have the sex fingers, and then we have a womanizer finger. You know,
all the
vibrating fingers.
Oh my god, right? The attachment!
Right?
Oh, that'd be like Edward sex toy hand.
Edward sex toy hand.
That's right. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah, and you know what? You'd have to make it so you could put a different one on if you wanted.
Yeah. Like, make it attachments again.
And
attachments.
I want some fingernails. Ooh. Oh yes, that'd be fantastic. I think we're onto something. If we have any engineers out there,
this is what we want. Take a bunch of stuff that's already available to you, and then put it all into one of the robots that you get from Tesla or whoever it is who's making the robots. I've seen them. You know, it doesn't even have to be really, it doesn't have to be really human looking.
Oh, no. In fact, I might prefer.
The only thing I can tell you is very difficult for me would be, so I'm the person that in the middle of sex, when I'm trying to get off, a well-placed hot kiss can just take me over, and I don't think I can get that from an AI bot.
That's why I don't think I could have it. I don't want to have it like an automatic dildo kind of thing, because they have those. I mean, you can get one of those machines. What is that called? Yeah,
no.
I'm telling you, that stuff it may look good in a.
You know, I think
exactly.
Yeah.
The sawzall, woo! Yeah, but that's all just a Kodak moment. That's what I call it. I mean, that looks good in a movie. That looks good in pictures. It may be in your head as something you saw and you fantasize about seeing it. But as for its efficiency,
and in the advanced AI, I want it to be able to take its finger and lightly run it across my skin and say those French things.
Yes.
And I wanted to whisper behind my ear and on the neck, bring up the goosebumps and stuff that happen.
That's what I was going to say on my AI. Two things I'd like is the tactile response, which is the sense of touch, and then lubrication in the right places.
Oh,
now that's Andy.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to reach over and get it. Push a little button and some of it comes.
Just squeeze the left boob if you're in the pussy, the right boob if you're in the ass, and just feel it get wet.
So that tells me then, where's a safe button on the nose? I guess.
Right, the safe button. Where's the turn off button to save? Is it the forehead or the nose?
Tap it on the head. Tap it on the head.
Stop doing that.
Right, it's 15 minutes is over. Come on. Move on. Take yourself back to the charger.
Well, you know, but the tactile response would be good for like Big Dick Donnie, because he likes to be bitten. He likes his cock bitten hard.
Terrible. And nails. Yeah. He loves the nails.
Yeah. So you have to have some tactile. Some of that sense of touch and I guess
when I'm hitting it right, it starts calling me Poppy.
I'm big big down. He's going, "Who's your granddaddy?" is what he's been saying.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
He's your granddaddy.
He's grown up.
Yeah. How old do I have to be to say that?
Well, if you're lucky.
How young does he have to be?
Well, exactly.
That's going to happen.
You have to have grandkids. And then, you know, that makes it. Because, I mean, I am past the milk stuff. I'm definitely the guilt stuff. You know, I'm in that one. So I'm that guy that likes that young kid that likes to do the old ladies. That's me. I'm here for you, honey.
Yep.
You know, I'll do
it. I watched a whole interview with a woman who was 74 years old, and she was on OnlyFans, and she's making a buttload of money with her content. She has more guys. She can't keep up with them. She can't. During her interview, I mean, she's like, I make content, I engage with them, and they're all, you know, young guys who have the fetish of, you know,
right,
screwing their much older woman. So more power to her. I'm all there.
If I go over there and make content with her, is she going to give me cookies when I leave?
Good.
And milk.
I mean, milk. I mean, if you're going to be a GILF,
grandma,
right.
Yeah, grandma's house. Have your cookies ready.
Is she going to send me a check for $12 on my birthday?
Yeah.
What happens if her grandson, gets into OnlyFans and pulls her up?
That is the chance that you take. If you're making content, that's a chance. It's out there forever. And that's a chance you take. Now, she did say her family knew what she was doing for a living, and she was in New Orleans, and would even take visitors, if you know what I mean. So, she was making over $1 million a year.
I want to know her screen name. I'll look her up. I'll look her up. I'm going to see her.
there you go.
Roger, there is one that does go down there by you.
Well,
that I know. She is 70. And she is starting the lifestyle. And now she does porn.
Oh, 70. Good for her.
Does full on porn at 70.
I'm fine with that. You know,
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's great. So
I think every age, well, after 18, every age, bravo. Yeah.
I would refer to it as my Social Security supplement if I were them.
may need that. Yeah.
Before this, like we were discussing that a long time ago, what we had to do to get our porn was to, you know, hide the Playboys or the Hustlers or the Penthouse forums in the tree and go look at those things and stuff. And we did not have outlets to do this. I think if her doing that can mean that it stops an attack on an old lady because some young guy can't really keep his stuff in and has to, you know, goes and then does this thing in person, if it stops one attack, it's worth it. Okay. Yep. Am I a libertarian? Yes, I'm a libertarian. Because I'm like, there's nobody who's getting hurt from it. The kid's getting hurt from it. The lady's getting hurt from it. It's all consenting stuff. And dude, if you can stop violence and you know, sexual crimes from happening because you allow an outlet for that person, I'm all for it.
Yep.
No, I struggle because you're doing it with somebody else, hurting minors. You have a minor in there. Yeah. I can't deal with that.
No,
go and watch go watch your anime.
Oh,
okay.
That's right.
That's gonna come the closest to cartoon stuff, but in reality, no. And animals, I can't deal with. No.
Oh, no. Come on, people. Come on. Snap out of it.
Janet, you make me feel better then because I've played with a young lady who was almost 40 years my junior. So I was very, you know, and she wanted it and wanted to get together. I said, okay, sure.
I hate training them. I had the one guy lie to me and say he was 27 and they end up being 23, but the way he fucked me, I couldn't tell. So went it up. I was discriminating for the wrong reason. But, you know, I don't like to train them. I like to get them already trained. And those young bucks like that, they're stupid sometimes. Yeah. They just come and
the only really, the only reason that they have, I mean, in my opinion, a purpose is for what they bring. Like, line up if we're going to do our Olympics. Then we want that young guy.
Okay.
But don't talk. Don't talk.
Totally. Wait.
Just so come in.
Okay. New thought. Are we going to have senior Olympics?
We have a senior game. Wait. We don't have Paralympics.
The senior division.
Paralympics for the crippled people like me.
Not seniors. We're going golf. We're going to call it the Masters.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Masters division. I like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Masters division. You got to have the rookie division. I like it. Okay. And then you got to have the advanced, rookie, advanced, and then master.
Oh, yeah. I'm still in the Paralympics.
Okay, I think we've taken this episode as far as we can.
Yeah, it's nearly off the rails completely now.
So if you, once again, if you have any ideas that you would like to give us for the Senior Olympics and the Sexual Olympics, please go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. You will be able to comment on this podcast. It'll be listed there, as well as any of the other podcasts. You can find them typically on wherever you're listening to podcasts, but if you really want to get back to the basics and have them exactly in order, you'll find them on the website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. That's also where you can write Roger, or you can write me. If you'd like to be a guest on this show, because we like to have guests because we learn so much from them. Like to be a guest on the show, or if you have something to say that you'd like to add in there, that's another way for us to get that information. This is also a place for you to tip our Mandingo, who is our producer. This man works tirelessly and doesn't really get paid anything except for the tips. Steve,
did you follow up with what Roger had said last week about paying the guy for the foot deal?
Well, so the thing is that we're a couple of episodes that are beyond publishing. There's a lag. Okay. So we're taping this. So it's probably going to hit this Sunday. Okay. It's either this Sunday or the next. Actually, it's given 2 weeks, right? So next Sunday is when it will hit. So we got a couple of weeks. So I expect somebody to follow up with me in the middle of April or the end of April. I expect to get somebody to follow up on me. And that's probably going to be the next time that I also have my nails done. So I'm going to have Landon listen to it. So he can hear that he was the subject of, he'll be so excited that he was the subject of the podcast.
That's great. Right. We like to include our friends.
Right. So again, I really appreciate you sticking with us this time and hope that you continue. Obviously, this isn't scripted. Our discussions kind of go all over the place. It's what we like about this. It's fun to do, and we just want to continue. We have so many more stories. I have so many more Big Dick Donnie stories. I just touch them every once in a while because we need them to fill in. So anyway, go to the website, beyondmonogamypodcast.com, tip Mandingo, and I want you to come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.